Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds. Mind Games with psychologist Mara Steepers from the Salvos.
Welcome back to another respectful week on Mind Games. Last week we were talking about how to forgive and find respect for those people who may have treated us in an ill-mannered way in the past, and how we build relationships with those people and keep moving forward. The flip side of that is actually having respect for yourself, and sometimes that can be a really important step in that forgiveness process and ensuring that we are actually doing whatever we can to stop people from treating us in a way which actually causes us some distress. The third part of this would be to acknowledge that we've actually done the wrong thing towards ourselves and towards others previously, and there's some simple steps that we might be able to take to regain and fortify our own self-respect. We've all had that cringeworthy experience where we've said something or done something and later on gone back and wished that we hadn't done so, or seen how we could have acted differently in the past and felt the shame of acting a certain way or doing a certain thing, or not doing for that matter. So whenever that comes up, there's a really, really good opportunity to learn something about both ourselves, who we are in the world, what we think is acceptable, and also the world and other people as well. Can be a pretty difficult experience to sit down and consider, well, how would that have felt to be that person on the end of that behavior? And actually try and put yourself in their shoes for a second and see yourself as they do. But it can be a very useful experience too in terms of understanding who we are and how we would like to be perceived in the world. The next question would be to ask what was happening for me at the time that I acted in this way, and really try and get a handle on what my motivations were, what my thoughts and how I was emotionally, which actually led to this particular behavior or action. And ask yourself, what was I telling myself about this action? Because often we're able to justify certain things at a point in time that later on we're unable to. The next thing would be to really consider, one of the best ways to be able to let yourself off the hook is consider the role of time, and that it can often be very empowering to ask ourselves when we think of those examples where we haven't necessarily acted in line with who we'd like to be, given the same situation today, would I act the same way or would I do something differently? If I can look at myself and say I would do something differently, then it's evidence right there that I've learnt from this experience, I've taken some things on board and I've changed my behavior to be more in line with who I'd like to be. And this is where it's really, really important, because people can run the risk of seeing themselves continually in a disrespectful way. And so it's really, really important to be able to look yourself in the mirror and acknowledge that you've become a better person because of this. You've grown and changed. I'm not the same person that acted in that way before. I'm a different person now. My agency is handled in a different way. I'm a very, very big fan of the saying that we never step into the same river twice, because both ourselves and the river change. And I think life's a lot like that. And so we continually learn and grow from our experiences. The last thing that I would say that's really, really important to consider is that a lot of people find themselves in the situation where they have a tendency to be quite disrespectful to themselves based on the fact that they think that a certain behavior towards them is okay. So I guess my one thing to say for those people would be to really consider what is happening. Try and take a third person perspective on what is happening to you, how people are acting towards you and exactly what you're allowing. And then try and be a friend to yourself. Ask yourself, if this were happening to a friend of mine, what would my advice to that friend be? What would I tell them about their value and their worth and what is acceptable for them? And try and get in touch with that and live in line with that. So think about your worth this week and the worth of others. Have a good week on Mind Games.